Do you wonder what happens in your house after you go to sleep? Well, when you don't have school the next day, you could stay up and find out. That's what Bill Harley did in this story called Staying Up.
Nothing happens. That's what Jack's parents said when he asked them, "What happens after I go to bed?" Jack was the youngest in his family, and he had to go to bed first. His brother Will was 2 years older and slept in the same room, but he got to go to bed an hour later. And Jack didn't like going to bed first because he was afraid after he went to bed something happened. His mother would say, "Nothing happens." His father would say, "Nothing happens." But his brother Will would say, "Everything happens. We have a party every night as soon as you go to bed. And my friends come, and Mom's friends come, and Dad's friends come, and even your friends come. And there's a secret party room in the basement behind the furnace where you're afraid to go, where we keep the party food and games. Something happens, and you are the only one who doesn't get to be there." And Jack thought maybe Will was right, that something happened, even though he knew Will was just rubbing it in, because sometimes he woke up at night and he heard people laughing and talking downstairs. Even Will would be asleep. Jack could see him sleeping with his mouth open. He always slept with his mouth open. Jack thought Will looked stupid when he slept with his mouth open, but he couldn't tell him because Will was bigger and he might hit him. Jack got out of bed and he walked by Will, looked down and whispered, "You look stupid when you sleep with your mouth open." He walked down the hallway and he stood at the stairs. "Hey, Mom," his mother would call back. "What? What's happening?"
"Nothing's happening, Jack. Go back to bed."
"Something's happening. Who's down there?"
"Go back to bed, Jack."
"Are you eating anything?"
Jack's dad would say,
"I don't want to come up there, Jack."
Jack would say, "Well, then don't."
Jack would walk back to bed, muttering to himself.
He walked into his room. He walked by Will's bed, looked down at him, and he said, "You look stupid when you sleep with your mouth open."
And so, Jack decided he was going to stay up all night and find out what happened.
Something happened. Right there in the middle, the magic part of the night, he was sure, and he was going to find out what he was missing. And he planned. He found a flashlight in the kitchen drawer that still worked. He put it under his mattress. He found some comic books on his brother's bookshelf. He hid them under his pillow. He made crackers with peanut butter and he put them under his mattress too. He was ready to stay up all night. He felt like an explorer in his own house. No one knew. That night, as soon as his mother said it was time to go to bed, he ran upstairs and put his pajamas on. He didn't want his parents to suspect anything, so he did everything they said. He kept his socks on, so he'd be ready to find out what happened when he got up at night. He brushed his teeth and climbed into bed. His father came in and said, "I'll read you a story."
"No, I'm so tired. I'm going to sleep right away, Dad."
His father pulled up the covers to tuck him in, looked down inside the sheets and said, "Hey, Jack, you didn't take your socks off."
"Yeah, I know. My feet are cold."
"But those socks are dirty."
"Yeah, but Dad, dirty socks, they keep my feet warmer."
His father said goodnight. When his father went downstairs, Jack got out of bed and looked out the window of his room on the front yard and street. Where were the people that were coming to the party? Were they going to bring presents? Which one of his friends got to stay up later than he did? Probably all of them. He watched and he waited. Nothing happened. He heard his brother come upstairs. He ran to the bed and he threw himself under the covers. Will came in the room. Will said,
"That's stupid. You're not asleep."
"Yes, I am. Don't bother me."
"You can't be asleep and talk to me,"
Jack said. "Mom says you talk all the time in your sleep."
Jack closed his eyes tighter. He heard his brother get into bed. The table lamp went off. He opened his eyes a little bit. He could see Will. And after a while, he saw Will's mouth open.
"He looks stupid."
was asleep. Jack got out of bed and waited. Nothing happened. He looked out the window. Nothing happened. He got out some of the crackers from under the mattress and ate them. Still, nothing happened. No doorbell, no cars pulling up, no friends. Nothing happened. He was getting bored when all of a sudden he heard footsteps coming up the stairs. His father's footsteps. He ran to his bed and he pulled the covers up. He closed his eyes tight. His father was coming down the hallway. Oh, his father knew. His father knew that Jack was trying to stay up all night. What was he going to do? He heard his father come into the room. He closed his eyes tighter, closer to Jack. His father knew. He felt his father sit on the bed. His father knew. And then Jack felt his father lean over him and kiss him on the cheek. And he heard his father say, "I love you, Jack." And Jack thought, "I didn't know he did that." And then his father got up off his bed. Jack opened his eyes a little and saw his father walk over to Will's bed. And his father leaned over Will, and he gave Will a kiss. And Jack heard him say, "I love you, Will." And Jack thought, "Oh, gross." His father left. Jack sat up in bed and thought, "I wonder why he did that." Jack heard his father in the bathroom. Jack heard his mother come upstairs. Jack heard his mother in the bathroom. Jack heard them talking on the other side of the wall in their bed. The house was quiet. Something was about to happen. He had never heard it so quiet in his house before. A car drove down the street. Something was about to happen. He got out of bed and he ran to the window. He saw the car drive by. He sat and waited. Nothing happened. Maybe his parents had snuck downstairs. He tiptoed over and got the flashlight from underneath the mattress. He tiptoed by his brother's bed. His brother's mouth was open. "You look stupid when you sleep with your mouth open," he said. The hall light was on. He walked down the hall. His parents' door was a little bit open. He tiptoed down the stairs and sat on the bottom stair. Nothing happened. Jack walked into the kitchen. The clock ticked. Nothing happened. He opened up the basement door and turned on the light into the basement and went down the stairs. Each stair made a big squeak. He tried to be quiet. When he got to the basement, he was glad he had his socks on because the basement floor was cold. He turned on the flashlight and shone it back behind the furnace. Very carefully, he walked closer and closer, looking for the door to the magic room his brother had told him about. There were cobwebs, shadows. It was hard to see, but he had to go back there. He squeezed back behind the furnace, cobwebs in his face. It was dark. He put his hand on the wall, feeling for the door. There was a sound behind him. There was a rumbling and a clanking. Jack was stuck. What was it? Oh, then he realized it was just the furnace coming on. Jack could feel his heart pounding as he stood there. But nothing happened. He shone the flashlight up and down the wall, and there was no room there. Jack thought about his brother Will. He climbed out from behind the furnace and went back upstairs. In the kitchen, he decided he was hungry. He turned on the light. Jack poured a bowl of Cheerios and put milk in them and ate them. And when he got to the bottom of the bowl, there was more milk, so he put in more Cheerios, but then they needed more milk. He ate three bowlfuls, and at the bottom of the bowl, Jack looked at the Cheerios floating around in the milk. They looked just like Will's mouth. He wondered how many Cheerios would fit in Will's mouth. He had a big mouth. Jack filled up two bowls and he carried them upstairs. He tiptoed into their room. Will was sleeping. Jack held out a Cheerio, just to test it. He held it over Will's mouth, and then he stopped. He might choke. Something might happen. So Jack put the Cheerio back in the bowl and carried the bowls down the hallway. He got halfway down the stairs when one of the bulls started to lose some Cheerios. So he tried to catch him with the other hand, but there was already a bull in that hand, and that hand dropped the bull, and both bulls dropped, and they clattered down the stairs. They made so much noise, everyone would hear. Jack ran down the stairs. He hid behind the couch. Nothing happened. He waited. Nothing happened. He crept up the stairs and he got the bowls. He scooped all the Cheerios back into the bowls and took them back into the kitchen and put the Cheerios back in the box. Jack waited. Nothing happened. He sat in the living room. Nothing happened. He sat in the dining room. Nothing happened. In the kitchen, on the back steps, on the front steps, in the bathroom. He didn't flush. Nothing happened. Standing, looking out his window in his room. When was something going to happen? Everybody was missing the party, looking out his window. And then something happened. Jack saw it happen. He saw the sky turn color. He saw clouds turn bright pink, then gold. Then down at the far end of his street, he saw the sun come up. He turned and looked around. His room wasn't dark anymore. It was daylight. He'd stayed up all night. Nothing happened. He saw his brother. His mouth was open. He ran down the hallway and into his parents' room. Jack was about to wake them up, and he looked down. His dad was asleep, and his dad's mouth was opened. He looked just like Will when he slept. Jack had never noticed how much his father looked like Will. He was going to tell him, "You look stupid when you sleep with your mouth open, Dad." But then he remembered what his father had done. Jack leaned over, and he gave his dad a kiss on the cheek, and he said, "I love you, Dad." His dad opened up one eye and looked at him. "Guess what, Dad?" His dad said, "What?" "I stayed up all night, and guess what?"
"What?"
"You know what? Guess what?"
"What?"
"Nothing happened, except the sun came up." Jack's dad rolled over and went back to sleep. Jack went downstairs. He got out a bowl, and he filled it with Cheerios, and he carried it upstairs into his room, and he climbed onto his brother's bed, straddling his brother, standing over him, holding the bowl over Will's head. He said, "Oh, Will! Oh, Will!" Will rolled over and looked up at him.
"What are you doing up there?"
"Guess what, Will?"
"What?"
"I stayed up all night, and guess what?"
"What?"
"Nothing happened, and guess what?"
"What?"
"You look stupid when you sleep with your mouth open." And Jack tipped the bowl of Cheerios over so they fell down onto Will, and Will started to laugh. Jack looked at his brother, and he said, "What's so funny?" Will said, "Breakfast in bed." And Jack started to laugh, too. And they sat there on Will's bed, and they ate all the Cheerios. And from that day on, Jack didn't worry about missing anything at all at night. Because the night he stayed up, nothing